Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Thursday, May 22nd, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the 2012 census with a particular emphasis on the Matabeleland region.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voandebele.com.
Now, like I said, we have problems in that we can act, but we don't have sex. Where we have no sex, then we have problems. Now, in Bulawayo, for instance, there are a number of factors we have to take into consideration, but the majority of the youngsters are not in Bulawayo. Companies are closing. There's no industry. So how do you expect the population to increase when there's no industry, when youngsters are going to South Africa? Although, of course, there are suspicions, but to allay those suspicions, I think there's a need for those who are doing the counting to work in a hand with the local authorities.
Kuti Bulawayo ine authority yacho, city council ine vatungamiri vayo vari mumapolitical parties, mapato akasiyana-siyana. Tanga tisipo
magugla nje ndizabona masinde kutsika Bulawayo kuti akwestiona kakhulu indlela i-census was conducted, ikakhulu i-understanding was conducted. In some cases ezwa kuthiwa they're not enough papers that were photocopied. Remember at one time you practiced as a poly, you turn a manual retard, one will want to be army and all of that. So it causes a lot of problems.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk, and tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the population census.
The Zimbabwe 2012 National Population Census Report is the first report being prepared by the Zimbabwe National Statistics Agency, or ZIMSTAT, based on the final results of the 2012 population census. The total population for the country was put at over 13,061,023,239. There were 6,280,539 males and 6,780,700 females. The population was relatively young, with 41% of the population below the age of 15 and about 4% above the age of 65.
The report has raised eyebrows, particularly in the Matabeleland region, where some residents are questioning the dip in population figures. The census also says 40% of marriages in the region are not official, as people have not tied the knot, Gibbs.
Yeah, kungabe kunjalo ke blessing ukuthi siyezwa lapha ukuthi bayakhuluma abantu beZimstad ukuthi okungani kuyahlupha kakhulu ukuthi abantu beMatabeleland njengoba sisho ngabathathi singazi ukuthi kungabe liqiniso elinganani sizwa abantu bazakhuluma bakhulume ngakho, kodwa kumqoka ukuthi bafaka ipopulation yeZimbabwe ukuthi abantu asebekhona i13 million. Kube sekusithi ke omama baningi okudlula obaba vele kujalo bakhona khonokho, kodwa kade siyi 6.7 million compared to 6.2 million. So which means ukuthi iratio yangkhona 95 to 400 omama. So ke kukhanya njalo lokuthi abantu abaningi abakhona elizweni singathi ipopulation ene kakhulu ngabantu abasakhulayo 41%. Bese kubuya nje abangani bale 65 kusiya phezulu bayi 4%. So ke kuphinde njalo kuthiwa abantu abaningi njengoba sisho ukuthi bangani abachadi kangako. Kodwa uZulu zakhuluma phela.
Hanzi Paita Mtauro Gibbs wongo tila uti tinge tichitaura ne za kabuda mu census zinoitika ndizvo kuti kana census ya pera pano zo nyatso kwene nzverwa neku gadziriswa mafigiri anenge ari magwaro ya anenge abuda ne census. Ndo saka tiri kuenderera mberi tichitaura nenyaya ye census iyoyi yakaitwa, asi vamwe vari kuti uwandu hwevanhu mune dzimwe nzvimbo dzakaita sana Bulawayo nedzimwe nzvimbo dziri kumatibeland unenge usina kunyatsomira zvakanaka asi vamwe vachiti aiwa chiri kukonzera kuti zvinhu zvidai inyaya yekuti nyaya dzezveupfumi hadzina kumira zvakanaka tikatarisa makambani akawanda anga achivharwa imo mumatibeland umu zvikuru sei muBulawayo zvaakuchikonzera izvokuti vanhu vatame misha vaende kunoshava vachienda kunedzimwe nyika kusouth africa kubotswana kuamerica kunana uk nedzimwe nyika dzakadaro daro gibs
ye kunjalo keblessing xa sokukangela futi njalo kukanyangazani xa sokukhangelelwe khona ukuthi indlu yinye ngayinye kula bantu abangaki kukhanya kula bantu abayi 4.2 so singathi abantu abane iba khona pe indlu kuphose kubuya lokho kuthiwa yi-population density ukuthi kula bantu abanganani endaweni etshiyeneyo okuthize per square kilometer kuthiwa yi-33 people per square kilometer which means ukuthi kusese kulo mhlabathi ezibapho uyakwanisa ukuthi lawe uyeyenza umuzi wakho khonale so kube sokubuya ke le de-industrialization iyakhuluma iripoti leyo ukuthi ikhanya ngazani kuyenzakala kakhulu lokhu koBulawayo kube sokubuya la bantu abangasebenziyo abaningi blessing kukhanya ngazani bakhona ngale ke koBulawayo xa sesijula futhi njalo eHarare yela abantu abaningi 1,025,596 kukhanya ngazani baningisibile kwamagama kuzobuya ke nxa usukhangeleke iMashonaland West ile 747,475 ingathi ingaphansi nje kancane neMidlands ele 776,000 abantu kanjalo so hayi kukhanya ngazani amadoda amaningi nxa usukhangele khona ngale endawo zeHarare kube sokubuya ke khona ngapha eMidlands lawo maningi kodwa omama naturally babaningi kodwa ipopulation nxa sisifaka yonke eHarare cajangena ukuthi yi-2 million anjobo so kuchuti kuyakhanjwa la mfowethu
ongu ndo zvanga zvichibuda mumagwaro iwaya ari kuitwa ne Zimstat kuti vanhu vakawanda vari muHarare mune vanhu vanosvika iwo 2 million tichiendawo kunana Manicaland uko 1.7 million Masvingo 1.4 kuchiendawo kuMat South 683,000 just above that number Bulawayo 653 Mat North 749 Midlands 1.6 million Marsh West 1.5 zvichienda zvichingodaro daro gibs
iye inwatsukangele pela koBulawayo iposuka ihalf yalei eHarare so which means nxa iBulawayo ile 653 iHarare ile 2 point something million lapha sikazohamba njani
hunguka hama dzadiwa tida kuti munge muchifona tichikurukura nezvenyaya iyoyi kuti muri kuona sei izvo zvakaburitswa muongororo yekutsvaga uwandu hwevanhu vari muZimbabwe uye Gibbs vamwe vanototi even 13 million vachava
bavelaa
uyezve imwe nyaya iri kunetsa ndeyekuti vanhu vari kuti vamwe vanhu vakawanda vanogona kunge vakabuda munyika vachienda kunopotera mune dzimwe nyika kana kuti kunotsvaga mabasa kunyika dzakasiyana-siyana zvokuti uwandu hwevanhu vezimbabwe hungadai hwanga hwakapfuura ipapo dai zvinhu zvakagadzikana
ye kunjalo kwesivile kuti abantupo abangaphandle kwelizwe bavalwa yini nxa bevaliwe phela kumarried population ifike khonapo kodwa abazange bevalwa siyakwazi tinxa abantu besenza i-census yabo ye kuyabalwa ama-diplomatic course ma-diplomatic services kodwa ke nxa sokubuya nje wena lami asibalwa ngoba siyabalwa njani singa kwahlupa blessing ye ngibe senginjalo nje ngilo mnumzana unkululeko ecingweni baba nkululeko ungatshona njani
ngiyatshona baba tshona njani
ngiphilile kakhulu ukuphi umhlaba lapho
ngisesasolberg
kunjani esasolberg
South Africa
ye kunjani khonapho
hayi kuyabandanyana nje kancane
hayi ngapha ungazani sokuqasa ukujinga ama-storms lawa angapheliyo so akutsho ukuthi ungathini ngenombolo yabantu abaseZimbabwe yelo konyo kuchiyeneyo
ya nginombolo yabantu abaseZimbabwe ikakhulu le koBulawayo le abakhala ngayo ngingase ngingavumelani ngalo omunye bakwakhuluma esithi abantu abesuka emandebeleni baningi kakhulu emazweni elizweni lase-South Africa ngiphile elizweni lase-South Africa laseBotswana ngiphile amadolobheni amakhulu kodwa uma ngibheka mina ngokwami abantu abakhuluma isishona abaningi kulawo madolobho nami ngisuke ekhaya ngingasazi kahle isishona but kodwa into esengiphumile ngaphandle ngisifundile isishona ngiyasazi ukusikhuluma ngoba yibona abantu bengihlala nabo isikhathi esiningi so ngiyabe ngingazwisisi lapho uma isithi abantu abasuke emathebelelendi baphuma kakhulu yebo baphuma bona but kodwa abasuka lapho esoneni baningi labo abaphumileyo.
Mhm.
Ngokwami, ngokubona kwami mina.
Yeah, kodwa kuyabe kusijoni nxa sokho labantu abantu tjwani khona ngapho eh kobulawayo. Kujoni khona.
Mina njengobana lalo okhalayo sithi ubalo kwakhona kubalangwa kahle wagcina kungena amasosha kungenani ngingase ngivumelane lakho lokho kodwa lakho kungayenzeka abantu labo bamuvile ngendaba yokufuna ukuphila so bamuvile abantu kodwa ngayi ngaleso sibalo esisitholayo njengamanje.
Ehhe, so pho ucabanga ukuthi kungenziwani ukuze ukuthi kulungiswe khona nxa ukuthi kule nto engani ayihambanga kahle kumele kwenziweni?
Mangekho into engahambanga kahle njengoba u-city council la ekhala ngoba u-city council ngiyokwaziyo abantu ngoba uyakwazi abantu bakhe banganani ngendlela afaka ngawo amanzi akhe uyakwazi ukuthi amanzi ami anele abantu abangaka kodwa gcina ngasayaneli so kumele kubalwe kuhle la u-city council esuthiseke khona u-city council la ekhona ezovuma ukuthi hayi inamba le ngiyayivuma ngoba nani ma ngifaka amanzi ami ngiwafaka ngesikali esinje ngisikalele abantu abanje ayenela laba bantu.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke inkululeko khona ngapho eSouth Africa ungadinwa kusasa mnumzana.
Hayi, siyabonga la mnumzana.
Yeah, so what Mr. Nkululeko was saying blessing is that in terms of numbers of people that have left the country and are in Botswana, South Africa and other places, there could be more Shona speaking people than Ndebeles. You know, like there are some inferences, he says, that there are more Ndebeles in South Africa than Shonas. So he says, no, maybe the opposite is true. Because in every street corner, you talk to a Shona guy, and now he knows how to speak that language, which is a plus for him.
I think, Gibbs, we have our first two guests lined up. First with Alderman Joshua Malinga, the former Bulawayo mayor. Alderman Malinga, good evening.
Yeah, Baba.
Thank you so much.
Do I speak in English or Ndebele?
Both English and Ndebele and even Shona, all three languages. And our second guest is Alderman David Ndlovu, also the former deputy mayor of Bulawayo. Alderman Ndlovu, good evening.
Evening, Phil.
Thank you so much for joining us. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Now, we'll start with you, Alderman, or let me say, Mr. Malinga. We'll start with you. I still remember the time when you were the mayor of Bulawayo. You actually faced a similar situation where the population was said to be very low. So now, the same applies right now after this 2012 election, census. So at the end of the day, what are the implications here, Mr. Malik?
I think...
Hello?
Yes, Mr. Malinga, yes.
This is my second interview Malinga. Today.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you now. Yes, go ahead.
I was saying, if I remember well, this census was supposed to be postponed for logistical reasons. Things were not properly done. And there was even a discussion that they should be postponed. I don't know why people proceeded with such an important thing without correcting that and telling the Zimbabweans why they've continued with the count. Two, I've always said there are reasons for counting people or having a census. One, for allocation of authority and power. And for allocation of resources. And also that we have got an authority in our area, the Bulawayo City Council, who are running this city. And they are part of government. You don't just ignore them and go willy-nilly into every house and so on and pretend you are counting people and so on. And also, the person that you were interviewing me with was saying the blame may be the people of Bulawayo themselves who are suspicious and so on. What are the bases of those suspicions? It says that it's a political issue. It's not an academic or intellectual issue where I've got to argue with somebody who's not seeing that view.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying now, in the city of Bulawayo, we have what we call occupation certificates.
Mm-hmm.
They detail everybody who lives in that house. You can't just ignore them. You should compare and contrast and so on. And also, all the processes from the beginning up to end are done by one group of people instead of involving the leaders of the community, the politicians and so on. We are interested. We've got vested interest. We want to know how it has been done and so on. And we've got many reasons, political or otherwise, that makes us want to know why. And so on. We are short of schools, we are short of many companies are moving and so on. And we don't know whether those are some of the reasons. I don't want people to hide behind the thing we are doing. It's a government program. Yes, those are some of the things that tarnish the name of the government, because individuals who come here and do things without proper consultation. This is a world of consultation, a world of participation, a world of involvement. And so on. You just don't come in and go out and jump in and jump out. You have to talk to people.
Mm.
And I understand this is a method that was chosen by those who did the count. How many methods are there to a census? We want to know those methods so that we decide which method is good for us, for obvious reasons. And I also say it. These are some of the reasons that caused problems in countries like Nigeria.
Uh-huh.
It started off with two provinces, Northern Nigeria and
Southern Nigeria.
And mm-hmm. Southern Nigeria. Now there are 36 of them. And also, personally, I don't see reasons for some of the things that are being said.
Uh-huh.
Much South people, women, are not fertile. What is that for? You are counting human beings, or you are looking at the fertility of the people. You have to give reasons for your mischief. And so on. That people in blood, I don't remember any relative of mine, I don't remember anybody in my district, village, in my province, who is not married, but I'm being told by this paper, by this census, that people
in Bulawayo
are not married. I don't know anybody who's not married.
So let's get back to you. Just hold on there, Mr. Malinga. Blessing.
Alderman Lovu, are you on the line?
Yes.
Now, Alderman Lovu, what is your take on this report by Zimstat on the population, particularly of Matabeleland, where they are saying it has taken a dip?
I think I said it, but look, there is a problem that the whole issue is based on suspicion.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are arguing that the figures might not, I won't say that, look, but might not have been correct.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't know the basis. I believe that when I argue, okay, have facts before me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any facts before me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I said, perhaps, hello?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. Yes, you can go ahead, Alderman.
Yeah. That's why I was saying, perhaps what needs to be done, the way forward, is for people to ask from the council.
Mm-hmm.
Because if the council was contracted, then the council will definitely have records. Then we will know exactly how many people we have.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, we don't have the facts. And see, it becomes very difficult for me to say this is correct, is not well, I don't have the facts before me. Mm-hmm. I don't know the criteria where it's being used. It's true, of course, what has been said by Maling. Mm-hmm. But the census, population census, of course, have a bearing on the allocation of resources. That is very true.
Mm-hmm.
So now we are looking at all sorts of factors which have to be taken into account of. Mm-hmm. And like I mentioned this afternoon, there are quite a number of things which have to be taken into account of.
Mm-hmm.
But now that people are concerned, this has to be looked into.
Mm-hmm.
Positively by all the authority or those in power, so that how it was done should be explained and the facts presented before AO to see so that all those suspicions are actually created if there is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because now, look, 2002, the people of Lawa are saying figures are not correct.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was in council then, mm-hmm. as we said, the figures are not correct. Because according to Council of Sikal, with the population of 1.1 million or so, when the population of Sikal was about 600,000,
mm-hmm.
now we are told that the Sikal has gone down.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Like I said, they made the reasons, because all what happened, I'm talking about politics now, because it involves politics,
mm-hmm.
all what transpired in this country involved the people of Matele.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading today's paper where they were saying 250,000 people or Zimbabweans are in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the majority of those came from Bulawayo,
mm-hmm.
not those speakers. Now we have people from other regions working. When it comes to population counting, they are counted in their places of origin.
Mm-hmm.
Now we don't know what happened to the people from this region. That's the issue.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Alderman Dlovo. Please do stay on the line. Gibbs.
Yeah, ngilo mnumzana ke unkululeko njalo ose Zimbabwe. Baba nkululeko ungawutshona njani? Ukona cingwa nkululeko?
Nkululeko bani, nkululeko Hlabathi.
Yeah, utshona njani?
Ngijonile njena njani mina?
Sijonile kakhulu. Ungapi khona lapho ukobula?
Hayi, ngisekhrosinesobela.
Hayi, kulungile ke. Akusithethi kutshoni nxa usizwa khona kokubalwa kwabantu impumela yangona. Ungathini kolapho?
Impumela yakhona kuba olidide kakhulu ukuthi kati kuhamba njani.
Ye, vala umsakazi wakho kancane, vala iradio. Vala iradio. Ye, vali radio yakho.
Abantu abakobulawayo ukuthi kuthiwa ukuthiwa abaningi bahambile eyogozeni e-South Africa. Kati khona eyogozeni ekobulawayo indaba ngapha singayiqhanyeli kuHarare kukhanya izwakala kuyogozeni ekobulawayo ukuthi kodwa bekhanya elokhu eHarare lakho kukhanya bahambile.
So eHarare kukhanya kuthiwa kula bantu abaningi 2 million nxa sukhangele eHarare kuthi nxa sukhangela ngapha koBulawayo 600,000+ kuhamba njani? Sitshele mnumzane.
Abantu nangakungahamba ungeza kukhulunywa ngabaseHarare South Africa kuze zabekhuluma bekithi baningi kakhulu abantu abasekekuzeni abesiyoneli khwangale e-South Africa.
So manje ungathini ubona zani kuloku qhilana lapho ukuthi iNational iZimstars ayenze kuhle? Sifuna ukuzwa ngombono wakho sibili. Kunjani?
Ngithi ngani kuphume ndawayo kuphela kodwa ke yokho nje eHarare ngapha kazwakali ukuthi bahambile.
Yeah, nxa sikhangele ama figures angkhona kawatshengisi ukuthi eHarare kulabantu phela abantu abaningi abahambileyo. Kodwa kwenza ukuthi abantu begcine bekhuluma ngebulawa kakhulu yikuthi ama-numbers angkhona phansi njalo abantu bacatshangela ukuthi abaningi ingxese baphuma baye kwamanye amazwe. So yimicabango ekhona yena leyo. Kodwa kuphinde njalo kuthiwa abantu abaningi obulawayo kabaloboli kungani into enjalo. Ungathini khonapho?
Ekulobuleni lapho sengathi kuyokunzima khona ngoba nxa kuthiwa kabaloboli siyakuzwa
kakhulu sibili lokhu khona kutsho ukuthi ubambe ifoni kubi ye kodwa kade kutsho ukuthi when it comes to marriages maybe these people are talking about solemnized marriages.
Yeah.
Marriages that are solemnized before the magistrates' courts or before ministers of religion.
Mm-hmm.
Because he says, wherever you go, like what Minister Mandlinga was saying, everyone almost at a certain age
mm-hmm.
is married. So they are disputing that completely.
Mm-hmm.
And then he further said, all what is happening is mind-boggling.
Mm-hmm.
Then we've got Umnumzana Moyo, when in South Africa, Baba Moyo, ungawuchona njani? Ukuthi ngabe kuhamba njani?
Ukuhamba kwabantu mina ngiyavela mina ngisemiklen kodwa uhlupho ukuthi angizange ngivele ngibale mina ngokwami ngoba ngesikhathi leso bebala abantu ngangisengeza imayini letu zande Harare impara platinum so mina angokwami angizange ngibale so amafeeders alaba abantu kungenzakala ukuthi hayi amanye special ubuningi babo bayacabangela wala abantu ababebala abantu kwezindawo babefica abantu bengegobe kwezindawo abazazi abantu abaningi eza becomplaina kakhulu endawo yokudaba abalwanga
so uthutha umuntu wayezitshala nje u-4 lapha moya tshaya u-4 ayesitshini sebhasi afika abhala akufunayo acabanga akufunayo abe secompile i-statistics yakhona yikho kutshoyo khonakho moya
ispecial liyazi indawo zakithi lekobulawayo ukuthi indawo eziningi ama-transport akhona avele ayehlupha izimota amagaraji akhona kuba khatshana so isikhathi siningi ukubala kwakhona abantu uyaphomba ukubala lapha ficikula abantu ababutheneyo and laba abaningi abasezindaweni ezikhatshana bakhuthakale kanjalo bengabalwanga kube sengani indawo engelabantu kati abantu bakho baye bekhona kodwa besezindaweni ezikhatshana ezingafinyeleleki ukuthi bafikele lezo ndawo
ye kodwa nxa sisikhangela-ke baba moya wena uzange ubalwe khona ngale ngezi ngaba kubalanga
hayi mina ngibalanga ngikhuluma iqiniso
so njengoba babehamba
mayekhona ungafakazi ukuthi angibala nguye ngingafuna ukumazi ukuthi ngubani wangibala nga
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu mnumzana moyo
sesiyedakweni zokulobalezi mina ngithethe nomfazi nabantwana ababili
ye
abantu bakobulawayo abaningi banabafazi banezindlu nabomama abantu bakobulawayo abalobola ngikwazi ukuthi baye betshona
siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke moyo ye uphosile sibile lakho ungadinela kusasiphenduke phela
hayi siyabonga mntu omdala
ye so thank you very much Mr. Moyo what he's saying is that he was one of those who were not counted so he's saying these figures are not right you know
hanzi chicha kaita kuti tisaverengwe
He says he was in Ngezi. He's from the Midlands.
Mm-hmm.
So he was in the other side of you know, that area.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, where he slept, he was not counted.
Mm-hmm.
And when he went back home, he was told he was not counted. So he wants to see a person who can declare that he was counted.
Interesting. Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk, and we are talking about the 2012 population census. And of course, our emphasis is on Matabeleland, where some interesting figures actually came out in the census. The population there is actually on a downward trend. And for radio listeners, as you know by now, we are trending live. Well, we are streaming live, actually, on the internet. Simply go to www.voazimbabwe.com.
Wait, Grignac, Uncle Programmy Carbal, Benyabakul.
Salam.
Danadaru.
The Voice of America.